lose anything. See, and now you know. So now we're gonna start the vlog.
I was very conscious of that.
Okay. Well, now I watched it happen.
Did you see me? I was like, wait.
Okay. So those who shall remain nameless participated in a mushroom adventure on Halloween night.
Yep. I ate more mushrooms.
Did you feel like you came to any kind of conclusion?
Yeah, that I'm a sad fucking person.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. Like, I just... No, I would... Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm gonna read like, this chapter, and then we're gonna get into it. Because
totally.
You're gonna get out of your head.
Can I explain
you this? Were a sad person, and get your mind out of the thinking of being in sadness, because you're not.
What is
sad.
That feeling, though, when, like, your whole body just, like, you so, like, you feel empty? That's a feeling.
Yeah, that's depression. Like, yes.
I felt that so heavily when I did mushrooms, and it's like, I thought that's supposed to be the opposite.
No, you're learning. There's
that's supposed to happen.
Okay, capture your word. Lasso. Imagine, see the word in your head, bright it up with like a big neon, like a Broadway star
what,
sign.
What, supposed to?
Yes. It's an expectation. Light it the fuck up. Lasso it. Like, tie it down. Sink it into the ocean. Burn it. Shoot it. Destroy it. You don't need that. Right.
Well, it's on a fishing pole, so no, I don't want that because I could get it back. So I'm just going to, like...
Crumple it and fucking bat it. Here. Fucking bink out of the fucking...
Supposed to.
Yeah. You're not supposed to do shit. Right.
I kicked it.
Yeah. And the other thing, just remember to ask yourself... Okay, is it true? What happens if it's not true? Like, how does my thought process go if the thing that I think is true? How does my thought process go if the thing that I think is not true? The not true is very important. Because, like, truth validates itself through action. Like I fall in love. And I have all these make-believe things about the person that I love loving me back and wanting me.
Oh, God. Great.
And then
so
I...
So that's really just what it is?
No. Like, follow me with it. Track with it. Because, like, you know who I love and, like, how I love and all that. Like, you've seen it. So I'm, like, really telling you a thing here. Like, I, like, so I love and I see this thing and I have a belief system in me. Because, like, the love that I'm feeling isn't wrong. It's not fake. It's real, but the truth will manifest itself regardless of what I believe. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be like, there could be a whole nugget of things that I don't even see.
Point of manifesting then.
Because it's about the process of developing desire and honing your mind. Because it's using your mental faculties. It's like if you have a gift and you're given a gift and you don't use it, it's that non-action is an action. And every philosopher, all the highest thinkers, fucking the highest thinkers, but all the highest thinkers.
I want to be a high thinker.
I'm working
on it. I'll see that later when you're done.
They have all said kind of the same thing. Like, you have to spend your life looking at your life. Like it's... It's the journey, like the destination, yes, is important, because if you don't want to end up in a concentration camp and you don't want your children to end up there and you don't want anyone's children to end up in cages. So like direction, moral purpose, a compass. My impression of the shit show that is happening right now and the garbage dumpster fire that is like contemporary culture is that, like, a bunch of fucking lunatics have taken over and no one is doing anything. Like, my feeling is that the only thing that you can do, like, you're morally obligated, because people are ignoring all of these things, you're morally obligated to examine it within yourself. And that emptiness and that sadness you feel is a reflection, because there are children in cages. The life, and that people are dampening the feelings with stuff and love and fucking and Because they feel the emptiness coming through the heart chakras that we're all connected, because we're all connected to each other through those bodies. Well,
and what I felt was actually like, I was thinking about someone else and their pain and their everything. And I like just could literally feel like I could feel what that person was feeling. It was 100%. So crazy.
It's not crazy. It's normal. My cats know when I'm sad. I'm in another room. I get sad.
I knew when this person was sad. It's dude. Not.
You know what's crazy?
Like I knew that this person was struggling, and I was like,
"Do you want to dismantle your brain and you want to change your thoughts? Change that right now. The crazy thing is not that you are feeling it. The crazy thing is that that's normal, and everyone thinks it's crazy because we've been brainwashed, and it has been a normality in human existence for generations." It has been ripped from us through a variety in the last, in my opinion, it's been a 10,000 year process, but also a 2,000 year process and a 500 year process and a 150 year process. It's a nice little countdown to like the end of like millions and years of evolution. And unfortunately, we are taking billions of years of evolution out with us. Right? Like we're pissing nuclear radiation into everything and we've destroyed everything. Like we've collapsed every ecosystem and we're sitting here like, of course you fucking feel empty. We killed the planet. Like the planet is you and you're the planet and she's crying and you're crying because it's wrong. And like it's, they've convinced us all that, oh, like, those hippies, those dirty, crazy hippies, like those primitives, those weird backwards cultures, those weird, this weird, that weird, wear the suit and tie, get in this box, and then no!
Right,
right? And murder other people for me to make money and jack off to their children. Oh my god,
dude.
Fuck them. Fuck them. Let them take me out. You know, like if I'm in a... I don't have money, and I can't get money in this system.
Ew!
I have no idea how to function.
Oh my god.
But let it just, I can't put feet into it, you know? And like, energetically, there's beautiful things, like life and laughter and love, and like reprogramming yourself from the fucking consciousness of the, like, the mind warp that is like the capitalist system is something you can do really easily because your brain is plastic. You are malleable, and it's like just a matter of choosing, and it's choice, because there can be a row of houses on a street in Syria where everything has been bombed to shit and 9 out of 10 people you know are dead or gone. And you can have 10 people, half of them can be happy and half of them can be unhappy. And it's your fucking perspective. It doesn't discard the very real, like, systemic, colonial... It doesn't deny any of the power structures that clearly need to burn. Like, all of it needs to come down. But while it's burning, you can come from a place of love and heart space and healing and raising your vibration and collectively lifting the collective consciousness so that we can become what we not only once were, but are supposed to be, so that we can heal the planet and not live antagonistically towards it and murder everything in our fucking path. Like, it's not complicated, you know? It's like, but they've tricked us into thinking that we don't have, like, because it's this like, oh, well, you little girl haven't lived in the woods, and what would you do if you broke your leg? It's like, I'd fucking die. Like, does that scare you? Like, that's the answer. Like, my ancestors came here in fucking wagons. They came here on fucking ships. Like, they died. People died all the time, and it's okay. Like, you don't sacrifice, like, culture and, like, autonomy and spirit and power of, like, because each thing that a human carries, like, of course we're all fucked up and weird. Like, we weren't supposed to do this, you know? Yeah. It's like, this wasn't, but then it's like, maybe we were, like, maybe we're supposed to all be here for something. Maybe something's coming and we're supposed to witness it and record it for the Akashic records, and there's a reason for every hurt and heartache, because it's a lesson. And everything that happens to you that's bad and painful, like your cat dying on Halloween while you're doing a fucking ritual, and you like will forever live with the guilt of thinking that you opened a portal that your cat died because of, like, you know, everything like that, you can still be happy. You can still live with it. Like, they can't take it from you. Nothing can hurt you, really. They can cut your arm off. They can come in here and punch you in the fucking face, and you can laugh at them. Like, it's an inner thing, right? And we're all supposed to get to that inner thing where we are autonomous and empowered, because if you're empowered,
does that inner thing happen though in life, or like until you die?
Yes, no,
like once you die,
people get to it all the fucking time. That's the illusion. Once you start seeing it and manifesting it, like the fact that you're like, of course, like you're like, I like it's all, it will all line up for you. Like, it's not, it all the bad things will still happen. Like, this lifetime is gonna be gnarly.
Ugh.
I know, right?
It's already exhausting.
Right. The only thing that you can do is just be prepared and just be okay with, like, everyone, you know, well, everyone is gonna die. Everything dies. So that's just life, right? But the way that people are gonna die in this lifetime, the reason it's scary is because we're all gonna die. And it's probably going to be permanent for the whole planet because we killed it. And so death means something different. It's final. Death has always been a cycle for humanity. And we've been connected to it. And it's been ritualistic. And it's been beautiful. And there's been encodings of taking on to generations until the fucking star burns out. And instead, we dug so deep that we unleashed the demon. We broke the system. Like, you can't just poison yourself. It's like drinking yourself to death. You can drink yourself to death with water. It's like a delicate balance. And for whatever reason, we blew the fuck up. Like, we, like, but like, there's a whole group of people who believe that technology and all of the stuff that happened was given to humans specifically because, from aliens. Specifically because there's a moment that we are supposed to have this technology and we're leading to it. And so it's like, don't despair. Like, all of this, like, gnarly stuff that's happening, like, it won't be the end. But really, it's, like, going to be a complete collapse of the food systems. It's going to be raping and pillaging. It already is raping and pillaging and, like, police, fascist police states in most countries. And like the police force is like, oh, well, it's 50-50 if they're going to be a fascist white supremacist, but, you know, maybe they'll be just at the very least a Republican, you know, like they're like, it's the army, like there's no, I mean, they're listening to us right now on multiple devices. It's like, hello, hey guys. Like, I keep inviting them to come to my house and have a nice chat with me because I'm done with the government, and I'm pretty sure that there's enough people within the government that are done with the government. And I feel like collectively we could all just kind of make a better fucking world, but people are too fucking greedy and they believe that there's enough time to fucking change the boat's direction. But it's like the Titanic got fucking sunk to the bottom of the ocean, you know?
I'm Rose and my lover is Jack.
No, girl. No. Don't say that. Don't manifest that.
You're right.
Jesus.
No, just their love story. I'm talking about their love story.
No. No. Why do you want that?
I don't want that. I was just saying,
no,
it's cute.
You're not. It's not.
But I don't.
It's tragically sad and horrific and stupid.
You're right.
It was a worthless death. The whole thing was tragically sad.
Like, can I take it back?
You take it back. Fucking terrible. Oh my god. Gnarly.
They just were really in love.
They knew each other for like 3 hours and then their fucking ship sank. They were just fucking. They were fucking. You need to redefine what love is. Yes. Oh. I think that love is really beautiful.
What do you think love is?
Oh God, what did I think before?
No, no.
No, now? Because, like, my perspective of love has completely shifted, and I feel like everything that I knew about what love
was. I don't think anyone knows what love is.
I feel like I know what love is. I know now. I didn't know before. I know now. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, it's a perspective thing. It's like when you see the world and it just pivots, it's like, oh, like it has never happened to me before. It's always been objectification. It's never been like a shift, a complete mind shift of like radical boundary dropping and like not, can't help it. It's like karmic levels of like, oh, like I came here for this kind of thing. Like, you know, there's no part of every cell in your body is like, yes. Like what I had with Nashville was like silly. I mean, cute, sexy as fuck, right? Super fun to fantasize about and like dreamy and like made me feel amazing. But like, what I feel now is actually based on like real things that is like genuine and like the shit that you like, you die for it. Like it's like the difference between Romeo and Juliet and like fucking, I can only think of like this Hindu god and his lover of like just like stuff, deep stuff that I've never, like, awakening stuff in me that I didn't understand, like, about humanity. Like, fundamentally connecting to me in my humanness. Like, not the surface level stuff. Like, it's the thing where it's like, oh, like, okay, all the bullshit that is on the outside, that's great to have that over here. But, like, there's, like, a fundamental reality and a core that is, like, you just can't, it's like having another appendage. I don't know, it's like a cord. Like a lot of energy. Like, kind of. Also, I think it's a prioritization of thought. And like where you let, how many boundaries, because I have a lot of like boundaries within me, and like how the layers, how close they get to like the real you, and like there's no hiding. Real love is when you can't hide. Like you can't hide it. Like when it's like there's nothing, like when you will blow everything up because it's like, oh yeah, no, it's no question. Like there's no, for me, it's like just a perspective. Everything else seems like so small and petty and trivial. Like by comparison, it's a journey and it is like a thing that is like an answer to a question. Like it's like, oh, proof of God. Like there's so many like metaphors, but in the end it's just words, because it's like that's all in me and how I experience it. I think most people's definition of love would be like partnership, and it's like finding that in another person. Because, like, I have that in me, and it's, like, finding that in someone else is a fucking gift from heaven, and I'm blessed every day that I've found it more than once. But perspective-wise, also when you want to bang them, I think that's love, too. Because that's a good kind of love, I think.
But, yeah, thanks.
Fuck yeah. Thank you.
Dude.
Yeah,
I was like reminiscing or looking back on, like, this morning. I was just like, have you seen my ex-boyfriend? Like, have you seen a picture? Or like, do you know who he is? And you're like, no, I don't know. And I just like felt the need to show you him. And I think that was just like a grieving thing that I was doing.
And I noticed that. And the hike up the logging road was a very huge grieving thing for me, too, because I was like...
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, thanks for coming with me on that journey.
Thanks for fucking taking me.
Because, like, go anywhere. That, like, this whole morning and today, like, before I had to go to work, was just totally something I would have done with my love.
Aww.
I have a love now, but like this person in the past really showed me what love is. And I'm not even with that person. And that's like where I'm just like, whoa, that is what love is. Because like I'm not even with this person anymore. And I just like wake up thinking about them, wanting the absolute best for them.
Totally.
Like literally, like
that's it. I would never. It.
And it's funny because it's like, no matter how much that person can hate me, no matter how much that person can talk bad about me, poorly, I still am just like,
yep,
dude, I want everything amazing for you.
Yes, like, that is 110%.
I think that's what love is.
Yep, that you've nailed it exactly on the head.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I witnessed it at a pretty young age.
That's beautiful.
And I always wanted to witness it at a really young age. Even as like a 12-year-old, I was like,
oh my god, me too. I was like, I've always been a hopeless romantic.
I know, I asked my mom once, I was just in like a confused state of mind, but I was like, mom, like, do you think I'm a lesbian? I was just like in a weird, confused, like growing older, you're like, am I this? And my mom looked at me, she's like,
hell no.
No. She's like, you were like 2 years old,
right,
flirting on the boy neighbor, like
here
trying to be in love. Like is, you've always just loved
men. Oh my god, I know. Men. I love Natasha was making oh fuck. Well, this, I don't think she would care about this because this isn't an illegal act. But she was saying how I have a type, and I was laughing.
Should we not?
Well, I was laughing because I was like, well, what the fuck is my type? And then I was like, kind of piecing it together. Oh my god.
I 100% have a type.
It's passion. That is my, it's I like need pure an expression of passion that is not directed at me. Because, like, I would love to have somebody who's passionate about something also be passionate about me. But people being passionate about their fucking shit is so sexy. It's like,
right?
Right.
That's what I'm attracted to. That's what it is.
They're like,
but then it's
generative
like
energy. The ones where they're like, I'm going to manifest this. So you're the wizard in them. It's so sexy when a man is fucking competent. Just competent. Like, if you can fucking change a tire, oh, yeah, I'll take me to dinner and change
my fucking... I can change a tire.
I know, right? And isn't it sexy when you do it?
I can change my own oil. Totally. And I feel hot as fuck when I do it.
Right? Exactly. And, you know, I can do all that, too. But, Jesus, if a man can do it for me and wants to, like, I love it when guys do shit for me. Like, and want to. Like, not for any fucking reason.
I got my
feet
rubbed the other day.
Ugh. God, that's so nice.
It was cool. Yeah. I didn't even ask. I didn't even say anything. And all of a sudden, he's just like, give me your feet. And started doing it. It. While I was sitting in a hot tub, I'm just like,
I'm spoiled.
I'm really am.
I'm not made for war. I'm going to get my kitty some food. Smoke a bowl.
So I had a dream that I was kidnapped by two dudes and they were selling me for sex trafficking.
Oh, when?
Like two days ago.
Girl, what? Okay, were you...
3 days? No. I was with my man. No, this was Saturday night.
Is this common?
Yeah.
Do you have this dream a lot?
I have dreams of being kidnapped a lot.
They're telling you something. You got to be careful because you go to bars a lot and there's been a whole rash of
there's a whole
drugging.
Thing of sex trafficking.
Don't be really careful because you're hanging out now with somebody who's like gonna, like he's safe. I'm not saying he's not safe, but like you're gonna be more in that environment, right? Because you're gonna be like around a lot of parties, uh-huh. right? More than less. Yeah. So listen to yourself. Don't, like, maybe drink when you're out. Easy. Like, just drink water. Don't accept drinks from people. Don't set your drink down in places.
Cool. I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I have, like...
Just don't go out. Nobody's gonna fucking...
I was in a gas station. I was in a gas station by myself in the middle of the night.
Well, you're also so fucking tiny and, like...
But it's, like, in my body, I feel like I'm just, like, a mighty bitch.
Oh my god, it's so scary. Okay.
I know, and my parents freak out because they're like, dude.
And you're so open. And like,
she's like, I know I should let you do whatever you want because you're old enough.
But you're going to end up in a fucking bitch.
I'm an open mother. I'm an open mother who lets my children express themselves. Right. But at the same time, you should not go to this country by yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I want to do that.
Girl. I want to jump in the fire. I like fire. It's fun. Men are dangerous. It's a real thing. War is real. Like, there's a war in humanity that goes every border, and men are very, very dangerous, and it's real, and it does actually happen to people, and you're at a vulnerable age. Wait 10 years and then go. You'll be invisible. No, I mean, you'll be beautiful unless you get famous, and which I would not be surprised because you're fucking gorgeous and, like, could easily do it. But my point...
For what, though?
For, like, being an actor or something, you know.
I already tried that as a kid.
You just do try it again.
No. Listen, like, I tried to be an actor as a kid. I actually did.
Dude, we're acting right now.
I went to acting classes, and they're just like, so, Linz, like, you're going to have to come... Every Saturday and Sunday, all day. And I kind of was like,
no.
Wait, so I can't play with my friends? Oh. And they're like, no, Lynn, like, you're going to have to be here for, like, 8 hours a day. I'm Dude. Like, wait, so I can't just, like, run at the park with, like, my friends? And they're like, no. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I still feel that same way.
Dude, like, bring your friends along. You don't spend every minute of every day with your friends.
Acting seems too...
Stop it.
I should be feeding third world countries. But if I was an actor, I could make a ton of money. I could make a ton of money, and I could donate that to those things. Holy shit, I should use that
and be an actor because you are, like, your facial features are perfect. You, like, are, like, symmetrical, flawless. You have a perfect voice. You're funny, you're charming, and you're smart.
Charming, maybe.
Yeah, so...
I'm not smart.
You could play a youth, like, right around, like, 18, like, probably for another couple of years, and then, like, start moving into, like, mid-20s, like, ingenue. Like, it's perfect time for you to start.
I do look very young.
Yeah. You have a really beautiful body. You can dance. You sing well. Like, you're perfect for it. I've heard you sing. You have a great voice. Like, you could... You're great. Your personality is great. You could totally do it. I mean, anybody can do it.
Our Uber driver from...
But, like, Nicole Kidman.
Portland to Seattle. No. Fuck. What am I saying? When we got back from Seattle to Portland, mm-hmm. we needed an Uber driver from Portland to a suburb outside of Portland, like 20 minutes. Anyways, we got an Uber driver, and the band that I went to Seattle with, they were playing their music.
Oh, you should plug that band right now because...
No, I can't because they haven't. Released it, but I have it.
But you can plug the band's name, right? You can say...
The Crooked Fucking Looks, dude. They're rad as fuck. Crooked Looks. I forgot this is on podcast, but now I forgot or remembered. Crooked Looks. They're a really good band. Great. Anyways.
Wow. Cool.
Great. We played their music to the Uber driver. And the Uber driver asked me, she's like... So are you part of the band? And, like, cute boy sitting next to me who's part of the band was like, No, she's not, but, like, kind of. You know who I'm talking about. And he said, he was like, no, she's not part of the band. And then he, like, stopped and he's like, well, like, kind of. And I was like, whoa, what? And then the Uber driver was like, yeah, you guys need some girl vocals in there. Get that in there. And he looked at me and I looked at him and I was like, okay.
Girl, go for it.
That would be cool. Well, and I like started thinking, I was like, that would be really cool.
And do all the things and you could sing and have that be your life.
Well, and just honestly, like,
yes.
Yeah, that would just...
You'd make a lot of money.
I don't even need to be a part of the band. Just put me in a song.
Why? Stop it. Stop it. Why are you stop blocking yourself? You immediately blocked your success. You,
I like, do that tried all to manifest the time. It. I stop. Do that every day.
Change it. No, you don't. Change your wording right now. You want to change your mind, you change the words.
I'm successful.
No, don't. Well, yes. Yes, you are successful. But that wasn't what I was trying to get at. I was just saying, like you are part of the band. That's mm-hmm. cool.
Mm-hmm.
Just leave it at that.
Cool. I am, actually. Yeah. And what he was saying, he was so right. And he saw it, too. He was just like, no, she's not in the band.
But
and then he
not?
Looked and he's like,
why aren't you in my band?
But yeah, kind of. Well, just because, like, I'm putting so much, like, love and support right. into that. Because
oh,
I see
look
it.
At this card that I pulled for you.
What is it?
Fortune. It would, the back side of it was this, though, so oppression reversed, so keeping in the shadow of it is you're giving something up for it, like, to be with a partner, like, it's not a bad thing. I love sacrificing my whole identity for my partner. It's, like, it's my favorite thing. I love it, because men are so wildly interesting, and, like, I still have an inner world and all that stuff, but I don't need my inner world to be make money. I don't need my inner world to be what makes money. Like, if I'm just gonna get a job, like, I want to go, like, work for somebody. Like, work with somebody. Like, I love making money with, like, the guys that I'm interested in, like, working
with.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be rad as
fuck.
But
it's oppression. In a way, because you're the just gender dynamics, it's a fact of life, like dominance structures. Like, you can get around it intellectually, but they're still there and they're very much there in society. And so, like, even if you get around it as an individual and uplift yourself and uplift others mm-hmm. and all that stuff, it doesn't matter how great of feminist everybody is, it's just there. So it's oppressive to work with your partner because you're looked at as an extension of them. You're looked at as, oh, she's just the girl in the band. You're not an equal. You're not this. You're not that. You don't have your own thing. You're in his band.
That's kind of why I felt kind of like insecure the past few days.
You're in his world a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, it's new, but it's also, he's like, he's going to marry you if you let it happen. And it will be very much like, it's not a bad thing to like, let somebody change your direction, especially if you don't really have a direction.
True.
Right. Like, you just ended up here. Like,
I didn't fucking have a direction at all. I came here to surf.
Right.
Waves.
Like, right. Are you going to give up like the love of your life because you're like, just like kind of like weirdly opposed to like letting someone else have control over a pretty big part of your life.
So I noticed we're both like air signs, cardinal signs.
That's funny. This is a princess of swords, which it would be you because that's an air sign. It just fell out. Okay. Good. Sorry.
My mom gave me this, like, compatibility book, whatever. Actually, my godmother did. Who, like, the more I'm thinking about, those two women are, like, I'm so much like them. And it's weird because those two women fight with each other more than, like, any women I know. But, like, at the end of the day, they just, like, come back. It's like they're one person split into two
flames.
And then I'm the baby that came out of it.
Aww, energetic baby of
seriously
a union. That's beautiful.
Damn. Yeah, it's weird how I just figured that out now. But the book, I was like, where was I going with this? the compatibility book, this person who I'm like so
in love with.
Your twin flame. We're both air signs, and like I've just noticed that we both have like huge leadership qualities within us. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that his are being brought up more than mine. And I'm kind of just like
testosterone.
But at the same time, there's moments where like he's like down on his knees, like, you're my fucking princess. Also
testosterone. They're the same. Testosterone's gnarly. It's a drug.
It's weird.
You get coked out on it. You're gonna be coked. It's why women end up with like mom jeans and fucking perms, and they live in Minnesota, and they've got turtlenecks, and they've got fat ankles because they fucking stopped dancing because they gave their life to one dude because they loved the dick so much, and they know it. They know it. They're like, I'm gonna make you wear mom jeans, and you're gonna love it. And it's like, make me wear the mom jeans.
No. I don't want to wear those jeans. Yeah,
no. Girl, no. No, I no, and then they're not. Well, happy and it's cool because this because they're like, I don't want to fuck someone in mom jeans.
Well, like, and it's cool because like, the last love was putting me in those mom jeans, and this one is not. This love,
free and open.
This love is like, yo,
he seems super like your twin flame. I think that
he is, and I told him that, and I've never called anyone my twin flame. I've never even knew what a twin flame was until this.
Exactly,
and this person is like, no, you were into that. Go back at it, like. This person took this thing from you, and I'm going to be the person to tell you to get it back. And word. Like, yeah.
Fucking power.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, it is. I love that. It's a beautiful thing.
So I'm taking the mom jeans off and putting on.
Right. I'm going to cut the skirt, holes in the mini mom skirt, jeans and tie in the flannel around and go and just dive in deep into, like, I'm just embracing, because, like, okay, I have two parts of my personality, which is, like, Broadway diva, like, I am a superstar, and you should worship my amazing talent and wonderful, incredible thoughts, my amazing ideas, and I should get attention. And then, like, the other part of me that just doesn't want any attention and just wants to, like, sit alone in the woods.
Oh, that's me all the time.
Right, I think that's all of us, and it's, like, how does your diva come
city
out?
City people, though? Like,
they do. They come out here. They just have prioritized it a little differently. They live more with their diva. Like, my diva also likes the woods. Yeah, they definitely live
more with their diva. It's just,
like, I live my camping gear as, like, a little swankier. Because I feel like I can embrace, like, being... Like, I can wear high heels and go hiking if I want to. Like, no one's going to judge me because no one sees it. In Portland, they would see it. Like, if I hiked in high heels in Forest Park, they'd be like, what are you doing? That's weird. Why are you not in your North Face jacket? You must be a hooligan or a weirdo. You're definitely a weirdo. Why do you have four cats walking through the woods at night? That's bizarre.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Do your cats follow you when you walk?
Penny did.
Penny's on their own path now.
I know.
Which is rad.
I know. It's me. I'm not rad. I'm like, fuck all the realizations of just like, you know what should
I think you're rad.
Can I share something that may, I'm and something that was like trying to like, okay, let me just give you a thought process. And I'm going to be vague or thank you. And I think you're rad. I think a lot of people are very rad, especially around here. I like people.
Yes.
Okay. So I think about like my alternative worlds, right? And I'm like, fuck, if I could have saved so-and-so from such-and-such. Like, this gentleman that lives up the street, who is my crazy dragon super saiyan trainer buddy, that we'll call Steiner. And, you know, like, if I could have helped him in this way or that way. And it's like, no, I couldn't. He wouldn't have done anything differently. And then, like, oh, if I had only left my husband sooner and saw Mr.
Roberto.
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 Like, you know, and been like immediately been like, hey, like, I've never noticed anyone like you, and I want to explore what that means. Like, I feel like you're interesting, and I like you. And if I had done that, then I never would have been able to work with that person and develop any of the, I know, where did it go? I was looking at it earlier too.
Was it a spider?
I thought it was, but then I was like, is it a fly?
I know, because it seemed like it dropped down on
a
string, but then I like can't see it anymore.
I think it's a drone. It's a robot. The Russians are here. What I have fallen in love with and what I've found in myself and what the catharsis that I've come to only would have happened if this person that I love more than myself, definitely, would have gone through something really terrible. And, like, that is, like, a really hard thing to come to grips with. I think that just, like, that bad things happen and good things happen, and sometimes they're connected. Sometimes bad things have to happen for good things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it sucks, but then it's like, okay, I can just accept it and, like, breathe and be okay now and be here in this moment and enjoying, like, good company and, like, you know, it doesn't, like, mean that, like, you know, I still don't have to, like, have to write a resume and figure out what I'm gonna do with my life and, like, pay my bills and XYZ, you know, but it does mean that, like, like, when the power gets shut off, when there's no, and I have faith, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, I shouldn't speak those things into existence anyway, but you get the metaphor. It's like, there's, like, inside of you, like, no matter what your external circumstances is, this house can burn down, and if I can't externalize my happiness, like, the story of Job is he had every god and the devil were arguing, and the devil said, well, the only reason that Job worships you is because he has the perfect life. If he had a miserable life, he wouldn't worship you. So God took everything. God took his wife. God took his child. God took all five of his children, his farm, took everything, took his money. He was broke, destitute. And Job, at every single loss, never wavered. And at the end of it, God gave Job everything back, and everything he had taken, he replaced, and then replaced it with something better. And better meaning, like, more in alignment. So the loss of his children is, like, there is no comparison, no sorrow, right? But it's your connection to your source, whatever that is for you. Like, if it's your, like, if it's the sun, if it's the earth, if it's the moon, if it's you, none of it matters unless you can be okay in here. Because, like, all the energy in the world can't get into you if your body is physically blocked and guarded and fucking filled with other people's bullshit and garbage. So you physically work on your mechanics to cleanse it all away.
How do you do that?
I'm literally doing it right now. I'm showing you. Like, right. No, not like that. But that was a good start. It means that you need to do it. It's like there's chakra points in your chakras. They're in physical places, right? They're in the same place.
They're all right here right now.
No, they're not. Stand up. First of all, you live all up here.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I'm so do you want an alignment? Let me take off your shoes.
Can I pee real quick?
Yeah. Some kerosene oil for my lanterns. Okay. So, sand right here.
I'm taking my shoes off.
Yes.
Because I think that's what you said.
It is what I'll say. And, okay, hold your right hand out. And, like, you're receiving. That's interesting. So, you're blocked. You're, like, you have, like, your defenses here. So, hold your hand out. So, okay.
How am I blocked?
Okay, so defensive, your arm is even in front of you. It's not a bad thing for martial arts. Like, you should, like, guard yourself, right? But, like, right now, you're energetically blocked. You're up here, kind of back a little bit, which is energy from source. But, like, if I'm also telling you, there's a disconnect between me telling, I mean, I know you drink some wine and, like, weed, too. But, like, so you're in your hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you feel anything on your arm? Just like focus on your arm. Focus on like the energy flow in your arm. Do you feel anything moving? And like what do you feel? Pull your arm out a little bit here. Do you feel anything on that? Yeah. I'm just gonna hold it, right? Okay, so this energy has more movement. So the left side is the masculine side. So, and this is the analytical side. So this is where your brain is right now. So you're over here. So you have more energy over right side of brain controls left hand. So it's actually feminine. So your thoughts and emotions. So actually it's emotional. So you're
I feel flow, it in my your hand, block dude, my is, fingers.
You're here?
Yeah, I'm like all right here.
Okay, so do you feel anything back there? Do you feel anything on your spine?
Not really, no.
Okay, so you kind of like feel any of this? Do you feel anything in your this space? Like, do you feel not just like the wind, but not just like the perception of my hand? Are you just like totally numb to your body out here?
I think so.
Have you ever been Reiki attuned?
No.
Okay, take your earrings out. Well, I mean, you are okay with this, right? Like, I'm not gonna do anything weird, but take your rings off. Like, you're ready energetically to do something like that. I don't want to just presume.
I don't know.
Yeah, because, like, it's like you're.
I already took my cuff off today, and that's huge for me.
Oh, your rings? So energetically, you're constricting. It's mm-hmm. just a physical thing.
Yeah.
So just for the minute while we're doing this, and then you can bring them right back on. It will take like 5 minutes. It's a thing where you're just going to get your energy from the source. It's like a hand movement thing. You can put it in here if you want. And you're going to...
Okay. Like, I just noticed today that I like didn't have... You know that bracelet I always wear? Like I have a tan line. That's it.
Pretty intense. Okay, so
you're... I guess I'll take all my stuff off.
See? And take your mind stuff off. Take the attachment to the belief that that means anything. The meaning is in you. You're still wearing all of it. The meaning is attached to you still. All those heart cords, they're still there. The things that you're wearing with you, you can burn them. What if you get... So what if somebody, like, mugs you and takes all of it? It doesn't delete it, right? Yeah. So don't have your attachment, the energy attachment to that, mm-hmm. right? Get it in. Go 3 inches in. Do you feel anything there? You feel something, right? Okay. All right. Okay, we're going to pull it out. All right? Okay, you ready? Okay. Just follow this. Energetically, you're going to... It's leaking out a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hi. What we're going to work on is you're going to try to just take up this space, this whole room, right? You should... This is your home. You should be filling this whole room, right? This is your home. You live here now, right? So, okay. There's a little bit. There it is. Okay. All right. Now you're ready to, like, get your Reiki stuff.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, Reiki is... Have you done it? And you had it done
to
you?
No. But I, like, slightly have heard friends talk about it.
Okay. So, you're going to... do you prefer to sit or stand?
I don't know. Sit?
Doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
to me. Sit if you want to sit.
I'm cool with standing here.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to ground, and we're going to call in the energies of the universe. And the first, there's 3 degrees. So Reiki is a pretty modern, system, technology. It was created by someone, I believe it Hawaii, who was Japanese, I think that's what I remember. And it is rooted a lot in, like, ancient practices of energy healing. The energy is everywhere, but it was a kind of simplified into a practice that was designed to be accessible for everybody. That's the core tenet, is that anybody could do it. There's no hierarchies, and you don't ever have to learn. There's just 3 steps, and then once you do it, you can teach other people how to do it. You can master it. It's super simple. It's body mechanics. It's the first step into an energetic direction, because you can go with the mind, you can go energetic, you can go into your ancestor work, crystal people, right? But, like, it's just one method, and then you can go, like, dark side, right? Shadow self. Go that direction if you want, which is fine. You should look at all of them, I think.
I feel like I'm in shadow self right now.
Possibly. But the simple part of Reiki is mechanical. So if you're depressed and you're stuck mm-hmm. on a thought, right? Okay, so I'm going to do it on you, I'm going to do it on me, and then I'm going to show you what it means, okay? So it's just a really simple... drawing, okay? The drawing looks like this. And it is a really simple memory device that is basically kind of like a 5 with a little curve, exactly. Like,
and you put 2 dots
in this spiral. It's a line.
Oh, yeah.
One line and spiral. You've probably seen it.
I feel like I've seen that before.
Yes, that means the universe is here. It's in you.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it before all the time. I feel
there
like I
go.
Draw it, like,
there you go.
Without
okay.
even knowing
Hold
what it
hands.
Is.
Hold your hands up. Okay. So
that's cool.
This is going to be opening you to all of that, because that is your journey for being able to let the universe in. And there's degrees. So the first degree is being attuned. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm attuning you, because you're energetically, you can tune into anything. I can tune into hate, I can tune into love, I can tune into philosophy, you put your hands up. I can tune into Reiki, is the tuning into the energy source of the universe, right? It's everywhere, it's all around you. It's literally it's like the Matrix, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay, cool, you're feeling stuff now. Uh-huh. Yay, look, your body's feeling it. Okay, cool. So now that you've been attuned, the second step is for you, so now you can receive it. Right? The second step, then, is you can then be attuned to the second degree, so I've been attuned to all 3 degrees. You can be attuned to the second degree, where you can do it on other people. And then you can be attuned to the third degree, where you can teach it to other people. So I, like,
I was initiated when I was like 12 and then learned over time how to do things. It took me a really long time. And then I took a class and I watched a bunch of videos and I learned and I practiced with people. And then now I can show you how to do it. So it's it's a process, right? You could get to the level that I'm at like tomorrow. Like it's super easy. Like it's not mystical. So body mechanics.
It sounded like a phone or your. Is that what you're talking about?
I bet that's this. Yes. Okay, it's got
5 minutes. Fine.
Until it's done?
Yeah, because they only do hour long segments. So your energy, right? This device is not just a memory device. It's a physical thing. If you physically move counterclockwise or physically move clockwise, you're physically impacting your physical body, right? Those physical changes can change your mind.
So I should move one of those ways? Which ones?
Okay, so all of the ways. It's a practice of movement. It's an energetic movement. You're feeling flow in you. Do you feel the flow in you?
Yeah, I feel like I should.
You know when you're getting it on and it is flowing and then it's like sometimes it's nice, but then sometimes it's like, oh no. Or even if you're by yourself, more like, right? Like there's differences, levels of in your body, be in your body, right? When you're really sad and you feel something and it's sorrow and it's deep, let it be in your body, right? Let the universe be in you, right? Exactly, there you go, okay, cool. So now, then whenever your thoughts go to it, right, you can sit in your hand and do this. The universe is in me, right? And there's other little drawings that you can do that mean different things. Mm-hmm. There's levels, right? Now you're tuned and you can do Reiki. Right? So, like, now whenever you ask that question of, like, what is on my mind? Am I anxious? What's happening? Pull it in. The universe is going to fill you. Like, let it fill you. Because, like, you can clearly manifest. You're smart. You're talented. All this stuff. Like, be abundant. Let all of it in, right? And then the next step, once it's in, for me, is what I found, and you don't have to do it this way, because, like, you go to abundance, right, and you have all that, you've got the end of, like, what all the things, all the parties, all the cars, all the money, all the taxes, all the drama, then what, right, letting the abundance go through you, so letting the universe in, and out equally, and just existing, and just fucking let the whole, just like a filter, like a sponge, just be, you know? Like there is no there.
Yeah. I feel like I felt all of that like a long time ago, and then I just totally forgot.
Right?
About it.
Because they're brainwashing us.
It's crazy because, like, I feel like I went through that without even knowing what this all was.
Thanks.
Yes. And,
right.
I don't know, I just kind of forgot, I guess.
And let me see.
I feel like I'm caught up in ego too much.
No. You're doing it again. Too much into your brain. Like, do it. Like, right now, you can literally change it. Change your whole thought process. Just flip it. There's no too much. Like, the too much is when the thing that is the evidence of too much. You have no evidence right now that anything you're doing is too much.
Mm.
Your life is successful already.
Yeah, you're right.
Right? It's just you making this loop in your own head. Bulldoze the thought, right? Totally.
Yes.
Just blow it out of existence because it is not necessary.
Yeah.
it's not necessary at all.
It's so not necessary.
Right. Like, they're just reminders. All these tools, all these things, it's just reminders to, like, bring you back into your body. Like, to feel, because it is about feeling. You're in your body now because you're a mortal being in